The Isle Ishul Bonim Shnei Zcharim LeBeishamay, two males to Beishamay, or Zachar in the game of Beisilu, or a male and a female of Beisilu. Vesulam Mifka Kulei Hayit doesn't have such an obligation anymore. Can be the Yivamis. You're saying Yivamis. Umiha, however, Ksas Mitzvah is a small part of the Mitzvah. Can the Amar, as we say over there, Uboiker Zeres Zarecha Olar Valtanach Yodcha. We learn from there they should continue to have more children. Why he brings the Beishamay Shita at all, I don't know. Mitzvah Begonel HaAchim. Of the biggest of the brothers, the Yabim to do Yibum and Afkalim of Ahoya HaBachar. We learn it out from the Pasuk of Ahoya HaBachar. Shema Yichtel Psakdin Ledinim. Perhaps they'll write down the Psakdin what their judgment was. Ishtar Erisin Lekedushin, or Ishtar to do Erisin for Kedushin. Ishtar Chalitza, or Ishtar that they did Chalitza, Lecholetzis when you do Chalitza. Viksuva Yavam, and Viksuva to Yavam. Vishum Mekachu Memkar, the Mekachu Memkar, Domu, that's comparable to Mekachu. Business, she might see Rishus, the Rishus Hekdash, because we were taking out of your Rishus and putting taxes for Rishus. So Mekach Memkar is also in a mikro, there's a pasuk which says also do business, the Chsib, Motzi Chapsecha, the Dover, Daver, Dover. Rabbi Kivaker points out that Rashi wrote a different pasuk earlier. In an alternative shot, the Mekach Memkar is also Lide Ksivo. The business, problem business, you might come to write story, Mechir, the stars involved, the contracts involved in. Sales. But in time, if you ask Habil of Gezerah, the Gezerah, that's one Gezerah on top of another Gezerah, Kulachad, the Gezerah, it's all really, in essence, one large Gezerah. Hani, Tani Rav Yosef, Afilu Lignam, Lekoyim, Bobayim, the Ikal Lememar, that you can say, Labu Chacham Milsiki, the Lekatune Tivla Machavim, that's not apparent that you're trying to fix your Tevel. The Ain Yeduish, Hehu Tzerach, the Shirayim, not that you need the leftovers. Royim, Kshem Melech, Chum, Lekoyim, they see that you bring a Chum, Lekoyim, and Mechsi, and it appears the kuli milsim mishum simchas yom tov the kain, and everything is going on because he's trying to make the kain happy. Should tzarchle who the kain needs it. I feel hoch even so. It's also it's going to be forbidden. Mahani mishum rishus ikam mishum rishus leka am. It's also it's going in the middle case. The gomer elohim mishum rishus. He said the rishus, but he imehem mishum rishus. Is there no rishus? Is there? Well, osrim kedem kearminon because it's also like we said kol shechayim lo mishum. You're going to be anything you're chayv on it. Alma, you see, kulol yisur, they're all in Isser. Behind him, Basturay, the last one, Mishim Mitzvah Iko, somebody's a Mitzvah in a Bessias on doing it, and Mishim Shus Lekin, there's no Isser. They're abundant for to, not to do it, the Osir B'Shabbos, to say it's Osir and Shabbos. Bidman, it's all questionable. Osir, they did say it's Osir. Vechi Palginu, Tan and the Masisan, why did the Tan and the Mishnah split it up? But then, with the Kamai Itgar Shvus, and the first one he mentioned, the first ones he mentions the language Shvus. Bemsi in the middle ones of Basurai Lo Itkar Shvus, he doesn't mention the word Shvus. Hachi Kamar Loi Miboy. Kolarius means to say Kulo Mishum Shvus Yeshbehim. It really is all the Shvus to Rabbanan. By Rishayim Isur Yeshbehim, there's an Isur. Beim Behen Lichluch Mitzvah, there's no connection to Mitzvah at all. Bemsi Yeshbehim Shvus, there's an Isur Shvus in the middle ones. Rabbi Yeshbehim Ktas Mitzvah, there's some Mitzvah by them. It's still an Isur Shvus. Vachreinim in the last ones Mitzvah Gemurhein, the complete Mitzvah. Vafalbikin even still goes where all the Shvus they made Isur Rabbanan Shvus. But Loizu Avzu Katani, it's all the language of Loizu Avzu, meaning not only this but also the following. Lo tame with kamoi huda siri. Don't think just the first ones are also the havali shvus gritted to all this in the rabbanon. Kolayim means to say she over ala shvus yivali the shvus the aim im averizu shemitz mitzvah. And in this aver there's no connection of the mitzvah at all. Ela filo mitzvah even the middle ones the havali shvus there is a shvus there. Tik rishus that there is a rishus kredos mitzgabo. Now I mean also even though there's some sort of a closeness to a mitzvah still it's going to be also mashil and paris alma. You see, Gozer Shvus El Shabbos Shlo Gozer Yom Tov, that they made Gzera Isidur Rabbanan on Shvus Shabbos, which they did not do by Yom Tov. Ho Rebbe Elazar Sefer the Ketani the Sefer, which said Ein Bein Yom Tov the Shabbos. In other words, when you have to Shabbos, the Kol Shvus the Gozer El Shabbos, any Shvus that they made Gzera on Shabbos Gozer Yom Tov, they did on Yom Tov as well. But I feel perhaps the moment even you lose money. Rebbe Elazar is Rebbe Elazar Shlo Hitir LaHalol So Yisrael BeEsponoy. They have the moment they did not permit you to take out an Oysu BeEsponoy. Just because of a loss of money. Veresha, the Ketani Meshila, and Yom Tov, in the beginning of the mission, which says that you can lower the fruit on Yom Tov, and they have some mamon, because you're going to lose money, Rabbi Yeshua, he's Rabbi Yeshua. Oysel ve'esbenoi she'ena mutar and lishchay chneim hayom, that you're not allowed to shech both of them today. The Esher le arume, de lo mochachom milsa de lahat salos, mayna mechavin. It's not apparent that you're trying to save your money. The Roya Oymer, the person who sees what you're doing will say Harishon Shehelo Kochosh. The one first thing you took out was really just lean. Vasheni Yafei Menon. The second one was juicier meat. I will hachalu Avshalei Rumit. I call Yidin Shlo Yinichem. Everyone knows you didn't put them there. Ain't no Oisei. You're not doing anything. Elul Hatzol is to save them. Umzalzum is to Yom Tov. It comes out that you're doing a zilzul in the prohibitions of Yom Tov. They did not permit you to take out into the streets and versus around unless there's a need. And by moving something which you have no need for is also moment, even by losing money if you don't do it. The army holds social that taking out into Rishis Rabbim is permitted in the Torah and Shabbos, but Tilt and Nami Logos Rabban will also not make a gazer of moving things. When you first take out something, first thing you do is you move it. Everything you make in gezer is only to stop you from doing chotza. That which they make in gezer, moving your normal vessels and food, they should yuchel lamun him, because people can't live without that. Because it's going to end up annulling their doing away with their onik Shabbos and simchas yontif. Masis in the Mishnah. Person cannot move it on Yom Tov unless it's to the place where their owners can move it. And if they didn't make an Erev, it's going to have 2,000 amos to each side of the city. And if he made an Erev to the north, it can only go to the north, but not to the south. To any of them, but rather to all of them, everyone. Hari Eloka Mekach. Everyone can go. You can move the vessels. If one person made an Erev to the north, 2,000 miles away, everyone else did not make an Erev, still, he's stopping them from taking it to the south. Even one step, because of his portion in it. And they're stopping him from going to the north. El Alpayim, only 2,000 amos, Shehin Mutarin Ben, that they themselves are Mutarin. Hari Hu Karagla Yeshel Shehari Kaina Shvisasso Etzel Ben Ashmashel, so he acquired the rest, it's resting by him. And during the twilight, the Ben Ashmashel Shu Knesses Hayyim Kaina Shvisa, because Ben Ashmashel is the twilight, which is the end, starting of Yom Tov, or Shabbos, is the acquiring of a person's residence. Yom Tov, Ve'im Shalom B'Yom Tov Meshach HaShecha, and if you borrow it on Yom Tov after it got dark, became Yom Tov. Harihu Karagli Mashal, if you should come to Shvisa, it's a Bible because it acquired its residence by its owner. Ha'isha Shalom, a Chaverta Tavlin, the Kaderosa for her pot. Umaymu Melech Lisosa Hari Elo Hakader of Ha'isa, the pot and the dough. Karagli Shtem, Ein Malichas of some Elo Mokum Shtem, Yechalim Melech. They can't move it unless, except the place where both of the women can go. They came to the Yom Tov Shalas, and she borrowed on Yom Tov, Kono Hatavlin, Umaymu Melech Shvisa, it's a Balaim, the spices or the water or the salt. And the salt have all acquired their residence by its owner. She'im behemamish, ain't nikaras, they're not recognized with lo b'gader, not in the pot, lo b'isin, not in the dough. Helka chlefer, ain't ma'akvin, holochoson, there it's not going to stop you from going somewhere. B'gomor mukilo b'tavshel ova. We're going to say we're talking about thick food. She'im behemayim nikarma, they don't see the water. M'melach lo pligin, is no machlekas in salt. M'gminon lo b'gomor b'melach, is to rankness. She gasav nikaras. We're going to say it's talking about melach, is melach esterankas, which is a larger salt. And you can see it. Gemara the Gemara. Mastis in the Ketani ha-moyser behema soy l'roya bin Yom Tov. That he says if you hand over your animal to a shepherd on Yom Tov, hari ilu karagla and bainlam, it has the ability to walk wherever the owner could walk. V'lo karagla ha-roya and not where the shepherd can walk. D'lo karabi doisa, it's not like Rabbi Doisa. We're in Lamed Zayin, Omud Beis. Kan b'roya echad she'in b'ir ilu roya echad, the city only has one shepherd. All the people in the city put their animals by him. V'nikne shvisasa and he gets, or ubiknias shvisasai, and with his, they get his, the animals get hit, the shepherd's residence. Helka chlever, mei moicher, bein lokech, whether the purchaser or the seller, daitel shel, shelo tikna ha behemish shvisasai etzlai, they're intending not to have the residence by them, ela b'shvisasai roi, wherever the shepherd is. Umastisim b'shnei roim, and the mission is over, where there's two shepherds, le'adin and l'haim minayo habilo, das bailam, you don't know which one the owner wanted to give it to. Helka chlever, harihen karakle, bailam, therefore it has the same tchum as the owner, im einam eitzel haroim, but yom, if it has not been given over to the shepherd, while it was still not Yom Tov. Or Shabbos, they cannot be the Masisim Mishnei. Remember, our mission is talking about two shepherds. Shneim Shishalu Choluk Min Bo'Yomal is still before Shabbos. Yontov Lios Brishasim that should be in the possession of both of them. Zeleilich Bo'Yishachar Shel Yontov Av Yontov the Beis Hamidrash to the Beis Hamidrash. Zeleilich Bo'Arvish Shel Yontov the Beis Hamidrash and then of Yontov evening of Yontov to go to a party or a suda. Alav Letzafin. Amanas Isakhalak Lalichal and Safan the condition that shirt to take it to the north. Zeshi Rivalov Safan Mahalik Malichal Blitzafan take it to the north. Kiragli Misha Arab Ludrami Masha Ragl shall Duraimi Yukhan Layakhlet's fine. What the guy who's heir to the south can go to the north. Malichal Zel, it's fine. This guy can take it to the north. Velo Yeser no further. Zesh Arab Ludram Malichal Zet Ludram, he can bring it to the south. Kiragli Misha Arab Safan to the like the amount of distance that the person who made the heir to the north will be able to go southward. Just like the feet of the person who made the Arab to the north can go to the south, the other person can move it. Because of the portion of the person who made the Arab to the north. Both of them made their Arab at the end of 1,000 amos. One to the north, they have 3,000 amos to the north. The Elf, the Drain, 1,000 to the south. Shahari, Mokom, Eruv. Ruvoy Yeshlo Alpayim Amot Lekol Ruch, because now he has 2,000 amos from where his Erev is, to every direction. Vizela Dorem Lesof Elof, and the person in the south put his Erev at 1,000 amos away. Lios Lashloshes Elof and Dorem, they get 3,000 amos to the south, the Elof Litzvayin and 1,000 to the north. Ein Yechon Lohelich El Elof Amot Lekol Tzad, they're only allowed to move it now, 1,000 amos in each direction, Shishneim Lutarim Behem, which is the amount of space, that distance that both of them are permitted in it. The ma'atzo alof is a tchum Shabbos mitzvah in the dream. Arbas alofim, the tchum Shabbos north to south is 4,000 amos. Shnayim l'tzafon l'shnayim l'dorim, 2,000 to north and 2,000 to the south. V'mnasna irum zelusuf alpayim l'tzafonim, zelusuf alpayim l'dorim. Each one put their air at the end of the 2,000 amos, one to 2,000 amos to north, one 2,000 amos to the south. V'nimsa tchum shalem m'mutza l'hafsek ben shnei irubim. They have a full tchum in between. In the middle, in between both of their eruvim, lo yizim mimukam. You can't move it at all. Bemut shnei eruvim. Sorry, mimukam. Lo litzvayim, lo dorim. You can't move it to the north or the south at all. Shad tzvayni ain lo dorim. Afid lipsia, because the one that made the eruv to the north doesn't have even one step to go to the south. Bechena dorimi. So to the one who put the eruv to the south, lo tzafan doesn't have any even one step to the north. Shemakom eruv yishlo pain lo karuch. Because wherever he put his eruv, he has 2,000 amos to each direction. Shari lekach eruv. That's why he made the eruv. Shet salik shivisasul mimukam linaso. That he should remove his residence from the place where he's sleeping, v'tiknum mokum eruv, and it should be acquired in the place of his eruv. Shnayim shelochum eruv yontav, and eruv yontav lechalkum yontav, to divide on yontav, chobas muteres lohayluch lekol echel chalkum lemokum she'aruv. Each person can move his portion to wherever he made his eruv. Ubehema asur lohayluch, to move it el mokum she'shnayim hochum, except to a place where both of them can go. Afilu chobas asur, that ain't b'reir, and there's no b'reir. V'yesh loymer, chelik shebol lezeh, the portion that came to one guy, it was really fit to go to the second guy. And then at the twilight, when it turned into Yom Tov, he acquired the residence of the portion that now ended up by his friend. The Hame is different. The Hame was alive in the Shemashas at the time that it turned Yom Tov. Each of the limbs are dividing life from each other, and when it got dark, each limb got the life force from another one, and therefore there's nothing to choose and divide up. The parts of the animal which are fit to both tchums, each one has removed his mind from his friend's portion. If they wanted to eat it here, it would not be forbidden to the mishum muksa, because of muksa loymer, to say that each portion was deriving life force and nutrients from its friend. The other one. For each person to move it to his end of his tchum, you're saying it's forbidden. Why would they niko? Because of this deriving nourishment for each other. If you need to worry about it, then you should worry also about muksa. Both animals and barrels are mutter. They're both aser. Before it's explicit in the first parak. That which Rabbi Yisrael said, even when the person died, Chisham, he thought which one to take it out of. It's going to help them retire the vessels which are put into different doors from the time that he thought this onwards. who the Karim Nesu, we said, Abul Kalim, the Meikar, but the Kalim which were there originally, lo, then not. They've said, tell me, why the Ember? We don't say Ber, lo, to say, Huver, the Kodim, she must not me die till the high Pisca. It's become clear that before the guy died, he was planning on taking me out this door. Epoch, Vahari Hechlifu Chalkayim, you divide up their portions, Abul Lukuchos, and therefore they are, Epoch, sorry, come. Epoch Kamaisa, the first one. Lukucha said, "Below Arminin Huver Lukol Echad Chelik Yerushas." So we don't say it becomes clear each one got his portion of the inheritance. Yerusha Einachozeres B'Yevul, and the inheritance does not get returned by Yevul. Ella, rather, Shema Chelik Abalazet Lohayish Shaloi, and perhaps the part that he got wasn't really his. The Har Yechlipu Chol came, and they flip and they swap their portions. Habalu Lukuchos, therefore they are purchasers from each other. Machzirin Zelazet B'Yevul, you have to return it in Yevul. But the Arayis Alam would connect the Torah to go against the Torah, going Yevul like Yevul, Lo Samchin Abera. We do not rely on Bera. Abu B'Drabban Alam would connect the Isser Tchumim. The Rabbanan to go against the Isser Tchumim, which is the Rabbanan Samchin Abera. We rely on Bera. Hilka Chavus Behem Mutar. Therefore, both the barrel and the animal are mutter. Ubu D'Rabbanan Mi Islay Vatani Ayu Shem Chacham. It's the name of a Talmud Chacham. Ein Adam Masna Al Shnei Devarim Keechad. The Erevin Tanan Erevin. We have a Mishnah which says Masna Adam Al Eruv. A person can make a condition on his Erev. Umaniach Shnei Eruvin and put down two Eruvin. Sheshama. Because he heard Shasu Chacham Lovel Samoch LeEruv B'Soch Dala Alofim. Lidush Beram. They hear that Talmud Chacham was coming within 4,000 amos of his city to make a drasha. Vein Yodea Im LeMizrach and LeMayrav. He doesn't know if they're coming to the east or the west. Omer is going to say Im Bo Chacham LeMizrach if the Talmud Chacham comes to the east, then Ruvi Shem Mizrach Yikne Li Shvisa. And my Erev in the east should acquire my residence. If it comes to the west, and then my Erev in the west should acquire my residence. If the rabbi is coming in either direction, then if two people come, then the place I want to go, that's where I'll go. The ever lamachem we made clear tomorrow. You hate Eruvi. The Bein Eshvashos kind of loisir ruch lamafreya, and my Erev from this twilight and on Shabbos night or Yom Tov night will acquire the Erev to the direction that I want, lemafreya retroactively, the Esher Cain, and that's not impossible, El Ali de Bear, that's only going to work through this concept of Bear, the Chibur El Mocher, when it comes clear tomorrow, or when you say Hoover, it comes clear, that Ebein HaShemashos Nami Daiti L'Gabe Hai, then by the Ebein HaShemashos, the twilight time, it already, his intent was for that side, that direction. Ubar Rabbi Yehuda Lachar, Rabbi Yehuda comes to argue, well, let me say, Einu Masna El Shnei Chachamim, you can't make a condition on two rabbis, loymer to say lemocher ever that tomorrow I'll choose the chibayir lemocher when you choose tomorrow. Mi yemer the eruv shel oisur ruach kana lo bein hashmashos. Who says that the eruv in that direction acquired for himself a residence by the twilight? But who will marfeya loymer meaning to say that became clear retroactively? We do not say. Ella im ba chacham al chacham echad on one rabbi beinu yodeh la isur ruach yovel, you don't know which direction he's coming. Eshel hasos, then you can make a condition.